Now, we have one room in the home here we call a storage, just for storage, just we don't you have beds and everything else, just makes a storage place to store things so we need them. We have our cedar closets and things like that that are mold proof, and we can store anything.
Now, do these cedar closets have doors that open this way?
They have doors, yes, old doors. One has a big lid that raises up, you know, before store. They put blankets and quilts and things down, press them down pretty good in there, get plenty in it. Another has doors so you can hang suits, coats, winter coats, you're wearing the winter clothes and things like that, and it's mold, makes it mold proof.
The room the cooking's done, and you mentioned before, is the kitchen. Did you have a separate, any kind of cooking arrangement that was separated from the rest of the house?
That was at one time way back before we came here. It was a dining room way back years ago, our dining room that we have now was a bedroom then.
Where was the cooking done?
It was a parlor. It was done back here, back in the part that we tore down.
But that was there was a separate room back there.
That was a separate room built onto this building. It also had a upstairs to it too, and a stairway coming up into it.
Was that separated from the rest of the house, or
it just joined on? The doors went on around into the rest of the house.
Well, I mean, it would be just like another room. I mean, it wasn't a separate
just
building.
Just another room, just built on. In fact, this end, these two rooms back here, and these two rooms here, they lived in those while they were building the rest of the house.
Oh.
Back when they had, two or three children, they lived here. And then when they got that built, then they had 8 or 10 children. They had to build to have room, a place to put them.
I see. In the morning, a woman might go around and say every morning, your wife might go around and does what?
She'd dust, dust, go around and dust over the furniture and things, take a vacuum, take the cleaner, clean the rug. And
would you use one word to cover all of that, say that she just, you know, kind of putting things in order, you'd say she...
Cleaning up, cleaning up, I guess, Bill, or reading up, or something like that.
Reading up or yeah. Cleaning up.
Okay. Yes, sir. Put things in order.
Mm-hmm. And something you might sweep with is a...
Yeah, we still use the broom.
Okay.
The broom, and on the car, they have the carpets, they have the vacuum cleaner that sucks up the dust and dirt.
Yeah. And if something fell down here, where would you say it was in relation to the, or let's say something's behind this, or would you say behind or in back of?
Yeah, in the back of there, something out back of behind the door. On the outside of the door, okay. Out in the hallway, or on the outside.
Fine. On Mondays, traditionally, women did their...
Monday was always, that's a broom Monday. They have to do the washing.
Get
the washing out on Monday.
And what do they do on Tuesdays?
Well, Tuesday, then they iron. They gather the clothes in and iron on Tuesday.
Do you remember, what would you call both of those things together? You know, they're both... about washing and ironing together, if you're going to send your clothes out to the...
Send them out to the cleaner, washer.
Yeah, the cleaner would, if you think of cleaning more as dry cleaning, but if you're going to send shirts out, you might send shirts to...
Those shirts are getting out because they, I just can't fix them up now, the way they ought to be sent to the laundry.
Sure, right, yeah. That's fine.